The elevator that always makes me think it really needs replacing. It probably looked old a week after it was installed. Now it makes me feel like I've travelled back in time. The dogs must wonder what the elevator is. Bo always finds a new scent to inhale with the enthusiasm of a cocaine addict. And Phoebe does what Phoebe always does. She just radiates love. But what do they think an elevator is? They have their collars and leashes put on, and we wait for a door to open. We go into a box, wait a minute, the door opens, and we're outside. Elevators must be weird, and maybe scary for dogs. And for me, as I've travelled back in time in this one at home. On the street, we meet the usual collection of store owners, employees, the homeless, and the army of retirees that need to find something to do. There's the church, and it is there where Phoebe comes into her own. She's an aging golden retriever and not inclined to walk far, so she often opts to lie on her back, legs in the air, scratching herself on the rough concrete outside the church entrance. Bo chases pigeons. Passers-by stop to watch Phoebe's performance. She looks like she's laughing, or at least smiling. And only the coldest of souls are not charmed by her dance scratch. Sometimes people ask if she bites. I laugh and say no. One time someone asked me if she was unable to get up. I suggested they show her a snack to find out. And Bo doesn't care. He's a 2-year-old beagle, and all he wants is to sniff. I sometimes feel sorry for Bo because he doesn't get the attention Phoebe gets. But I love them both in no particular order. I think they know. Back in the elevator, the magic happens again. And we're home. We all go our separate ways, and life floats on.